Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Hub Walker. Batting second. The right fielder, Ivel Goodman. Batting third. The center fielder, Keke Kyler. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Les Scarsella. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Lou Riggs. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tommy Thévenot. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Eddie Joust. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Derringer. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Paul Derringer. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting second. The left fielder, Woody Jensen. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Arky Vaughn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gus Suhr. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Brubaker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pep Young. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Todd. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Weaver. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Jim Weaver. And now, play ball. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards second. Young scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a pop-up towards third. Riggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wehner moves to second. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wehner scores. Wehner moves to second. It's 1-0, Pirates. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wehner scores. Vaughn moves to second. It's 2-0, Pirates. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Riggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Thévenot settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Les Scarsella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarsella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs hits a pop-up towards short. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riggs picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Riggs. Todd moves to second. Jim Weaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weaver strikes out. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker throws the ball into Joost, who tags Wehner, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Todd scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Pirates. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lombardi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Tommy Thevenot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenot hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wehner. Thevenot reaches second base with a double. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Calvin Chapman pinch hits for Paul Derringer. Calvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thevenot scores. Joost moves to third. It's 3-1, Pirates. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weaver juggles the ball. That's an error on Weaver. Joost scores. Chapman moves to third. Walker moves to second. It's 3-2, Pirates. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a pop-up towards short. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-1 in the game. Kyler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chapman scores. Walker scores. It's 4-3, Reds. Mace Brown now pitching. Les Scarcella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarcella is 0-for-1 in the game. Scarcella hits a fly ball into left field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Lombardi hits a line drive into right field. Wehner picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wehner. Kyler goes all the way around to score. Lombardi moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Reds. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Riggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Soar scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Riggs for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Hollingsworth now pitching. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Soar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Soar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vaughn moves to second. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Brubaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vaughn scores. Suhr moves to second. It's 5-4, Reds. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Goodman. Young reaches second base with a double. Suhr scores. Brubaker moves to third. It's Reds, 5, Pirates, 5. Benny Frey now pitching. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Todd is walked intentionally. Mace Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brubaker scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Pirates. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wehner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Young scores. Todd moves to second. It's 7-5, Pirates. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Riggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Tommy Thevenot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenot is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Thevenot is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brubaker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brubaker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Reds 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a line drive into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scarcella scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vaughn for the out. Two outs. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Suhr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brubaker hits a line drive into center field. Kyler picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kyler. Suhr goes all the way around to score. Brubaker moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-5, Pirates. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a pop-up towards first. Suhr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kyler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 8, and the Reds 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thevenow scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mace Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Wehner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scarcella scoops it up and throws to first, with Frey covering, for the out. Brown moves to third. Wehner moves to second. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kyler. Wehner reaches second base with a double. Brown scores. Wehner scores. It's 10-5, Pirates. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 12-5, Pirates. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Soor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 12, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Les Scarcella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarcella is 0-for-2 in the game. Scarcella hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Young reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lombardi hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Todd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Riggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 12, and the Reds 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Stein now pitching. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brubaker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thevenow fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mace Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Todd moves to third. Mace Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Todd scores. It's 13-5, Pirates. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Wehner takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to second. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-4 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scarcella scoops it up and throws to first, with Stein covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 13, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Tommy Thevenot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenot is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Thevenot hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn misplays the ball. That's an error on Vaughn. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stein moves to third. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-3 in the game. Goodman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Todd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 13, and the Reds 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wehner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Vaughn bunts towards third. Riggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Wehner moves to second. One out. Gusseur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wehner scores. It's 14-5, Pirates. Gusseur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soar is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Soar hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Brubaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thevenot fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 14, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kyler hits a line drive towards short. Vaughn reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Scarcella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarcella is 0-for-3 in the game. Scarcella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lombardi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Riggs is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 14, and the Reds 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Todd hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mace Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thevenot fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 4-for-4 in the game, with four singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Joost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 14, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Tommy Thevenot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thevenot is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Thevenot hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn misplays the ball. That's an error on Vaughn. Babe Herman pinch hits for Eddie Joost. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Thevenot moves to second. Alex Camporis pinch runs for Babe Herman. Gilly Campbell pinch hits for Lee Stein. Gilly Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is called out on strikes. One out. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Soar scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walker for the out. Thevenot moves to third. Camporis moves to second. Two outs. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-4 in the game. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. Thevenot scores. Camporis moves to third. Goodman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 14-6, Pirates. Les Scarcella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarcella is 0-for-4 in the game. Scarcella hits a line drive into center field. Wehner picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wehner. Camporis scores. Goodman scores. Kyler goes all the way around to score. Scarcella moves all the way to home. It's 14-10 to Pirates. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 14, and Cincinnati Reds, 10. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.